Stop that.
They're not for you. They're for Laura.
Laura, would you hand me that magazine, please?
Here you go.
There was a bug on your head.
Trick or treat!
Halloween isn't for two more days.
No problem, Bob. I'll wait.
This is my life, a pig and a pest.
It's a rare condition this day and age to read any good news on the newspaper page. And love and tradition of the grand design, some people say, is even harder to find. Well, then there must be some magic clue inside these gentle walls. 'Cause all I see is a tower of dreams, real love bursting out of every scene.
As days go by,
it's the bigger love of the family.
To the drive-through window and have your money ready. And as always, exact change would be appreciated. Hey. There you go.
Hey.
Thank you, sir.
No. Thank you.
Very funny, Bozo.
Steve?
Ah, some clown. Welcome to Mighty Weenie. What's your weenie wish?
Sup?
Waldo? Is that you?
Yeah, sup.
Well, you want to order something?
Who?
Care to tell me what it is?
Go. A mighty weenie and a banana shake.
Okay. That'll be $2.63 at the drive-thru window. Please pull forward and have your money ready. And as always, exact change would be appreciated. Drive-through.
I know.
So if you don't have a car, why didn't you come inside?
I like talking to the big bun.
Oh, get in here. I meant through the door.
Sorry.
What the? Just give me the money. Don't be. Give me the money.
Hey, Waldo.
What's up?
Hey, why aren't you at work?
I got fired.
What? I thought you said things were going great at the tattoo parlor.
They were, but... Well, did you know there's only one O in mom? I need a job, man. My family counts on my paycheck. We have 9 Faldos at the dinner table. And 3 more eating over the sink.
I'll tell you what, Waldo. I'm gonna give you a job here at Mighty Wind.
Really?
The least I can do is hire my best friend.
Gee.
Are you okay, Waldo?
Yeah. It's just that I'm deeply touched, and I thank you so much.
Well, it's okay. I'm just glad I could help out.
When do I start?
Tomorrow at noon.
Oh, gee.
You touched again?
Nah, I ain't getting up that early.
Hi, honey.
Hi, Ma.
Want to hang out?
Hang out?
Yeah, well, isn't that the new lingo, hang out?
Sure. But Maxine and KC, you should be here any second. We're going to go over some new cheers.
Oh, okay. Want to rap about hunks till they get here?
love to, but they're here.
Hi, Mrs. Winslow.
Hi, Max. KC. Hey. What's shaking?
Oh, not much here. What's shaking with you?
Just my booty in the breeze. Mom. Doggo, honey, it was just a joke.
Well, hey, before we get started, you guys have to see a picture of my sister's baby.
Ooh. What a cutie.
She's darling.
Oh, you know, Laura was a beautiful baby, too.
Really? What happened?
Everywhere we went, people would stop and tell me what a beautiful baby I had. Well, listen, sit. She was so cute. She had the fattest little cheeks I'd ever seen. We used to call her Chipmunk Face. You should have seen her.
Ma. Nobody wants to know what I look like as a baby.
I do.
Yeah, me too. Dish it, girl.
You know, I remember the first time I took Laura to the mall to see Santa Claus. She was scared to death. First, she wee-weed in his lap. Then she spit up on one of the elves. Oh, but she was crazy about me.
Waldo.
What's up, sir?
Waldo, you don't have to salute, okay?
Okay. It's just that I'm so grateful for this job. You're the best friend a guy could ever have.
Hey, buddies help each other out. Listen, did you do that inventory for me?
You betcha, boss.
Just read it to me.
Cool. Buns, a whole bunch. Cups, not so many. Straws, even less. Napkins, that's a laugh.
Walt, usually when you do an inventory, you're supposed to give specific numbers.
Oh, man, I messed up again.
No. Take it easy. It's your first day. You learn the ropes.
Thanks, Eddie. You're a boss with a capital B-O. Here.
What are these?
IOUs. Some people didn't have enough money to pay, so I insisted that they leave their name and number.
Seymour Butts. Willie Make It. Dan Druff.
Oh, don't worry, they all promise to come back tomorrow.
You okay, Ed Al?
Nope. I think I'm gonna have to fire Waldo, Steve.
You can't fire Waldo. He's our friend.
Ha ha ha!
think we're gonna need a new stove. And a floor to put it on.
I'll miss Waldo.
Jog!
Dad, you really should do your cool down exercises.
Cool down? That would be me going from here to the sofa.
How you doing, son?
Uncle Carl?
Huh?
How come he get tired so easy?
Well, I'm weak from eating far too many salads, Richie. Yep. Time for me to increase the old pie intake.
Want me to get you a slice now?
Oh, bless you, son. Bless you. Sweet kid.
Dad.
Huh?
I need advice.
Here's some. Never go jogging in new underwear.
I'll remember that. But actually, I have a problem at work.
Uh-oh. What is it?
I hired Waldo.
Waldo Faldo? The guy that thinks Mount Rushmore was carved by lightning?
Well, Dad, he really needed a job, and I wanted to help him out.
Well, your heart was in the right place.
Thanks, but Waldo is messing up big time. I think I'm gonna have to fire him. But if I do, he'll be devastated. Any advice?
Joe Miller.
Who?
Joe and I were beat cops together. I loved the work, but Joe just wasn't cut out for it. His feet would swell up, he was impatient with people, and he hated donuts.
So did he get fired?
No. The lieutenant transferred him to the undercover unit as a mugging decoy. Turned out once you put Joe in a dress and high heels, he couldn't be happier.
I don't think Waldo would look too good in a mighty weenie skirt.
No, son, that's not what I'm saying. You see, you are the restaurant manager. And part of your job is to find out what your employees' strengths are and then figure out a way to utilize them.
Yeah. I'm gonna give that a try. Thanks, Dad.
You're welcome.
Hey.
Dude. The kid who flipped his lid and got rotten. When I get scared, all the bad I've gotten. If that's the case, every time I face a rival, I can write a song that's longer than your Bible. Pages, contagious, disposition. What lyrics did I throw?
Go, girl! Stretch your step!
Mind, you'll hurt yourself.
Boy, these new dancers are great. But have you ever tried the mashed potato? The mashed potato. The great dance from the 60s.
The 1960s?
Watch it. I may be old, but I'm quick. Okay.
Rock it, come on, roll. Mixing it up, yeah, we're losing control. Cause some MCs, yes, the sucker MCs. Leaving their mics, of course, me. There's no chance, I'm on the mic. I'll rock the beat to keep you rocking all night.
Now you get me, girl, that's it. Come on, Laura, give it a try.
No way.
Oh, 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 and then there was the pony.
Mom. We have important stuff to discuss.
We do?
Oh, well, okay, honey. You all just have fun. Oh, wait. Let me show you one more dance. It's called a funky chicken.
No! We don't want to see the funky chicken or any other stupid dance.
I just remembered. I promised my mom I'd cook dinner tonight.
Yeah, and I promised I'd eat it.
Laura,
What was that all about?
Ma, I was planning on asking you the same thing.
What do you mean?
Look, Ma, the next time my friends come over, I would appreciate it if you would just leave us alone. Hi, Steve.
Hey, Steve.
Oh, a Jeep full of honeys.
Here you go, sweetie pie.
Thanks, Wally Pop.
Hey, as long as I'm the chef here, your food goes on my tab.
Oh, that's so sweet.
KC, yours is $4. Gotta go, babe.
Steve, tell me the truth. How's Waldo doing?
Max, he's a smash. Ever since Edo made him the cook, business has been booming.
Waldo, the sauerkraut tastes great. What'd you do to it?
Put some honey in it. Now sweetened sauerkraut.
But what about the buns?
I steam them, then toast them. Makes them fluffy.
But why do the weenies taste so much better?
Chef Waldo Faldo does not reveal Aldo.
Well, keep it up. It's great to see people actually finish their food.
Eddie.
Yeah? What was that for?
For not firing me. I was messing up real bad. But you stood by me and found me a job that I'm real good at. You're the best friend a guy could ever have, and I love you, buddy.
Well, you've always been a great friend to me. The least I could do is be one back.
Hey, Eddie. Think you can raise my salary 10 cents an hour?
No.
Why not?
Because then you'd be making as much as me.
Hey, Mom.
Hello.
Oh, where you been?
Just driving around, thinking.
Oh, Dad called. He said he's bringing home some barbecue ribs for dinner.
Well, let's just hope there's some left when he gets here.
Mom, can we talk?
Yeah. That's something we need to do.
Mom, I am so sorry I flipped out. I don't know what got into me.
I do. I was embarrassing you in front of your friends, wasn't I?
No. A little, yeah.
Went over the line with the funky chicken, right?
No, it's a great dance. It's just... My friends came over to see me, and you sort of...
Horned in. I bet Maxine and Casey think I'm a fool.
No, they think you're cool.
They do.
Yeah, they wish their moms were more like you. And why did I get so upset?
Because you're at a stage where not being embarrassed is the most important thing in your life.
Really?
Yep. It ranks just above food and shelter. I went through it, too.
Did your mom embarrass you?
Ooh, constantly. My sweet 16 birthday party was at a roller skating rink. My mother did something there that upset me for years.
Really? What did she do?
She had fun. She rented a pair of skates and went out on the floor and skated with my boyfriend. They went backwards and even did some of those little twirly things.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah, everybody thought so except me. I was horrified.
Well, I can relate to that.
Honey, I told all those baby stories about you because I'm proud of you. And I showed you those dances because I enjoy being with you.
I know, Mom. And I appreciate that.
friends.
Best friends. Hey, Mom. Show me that funky chicken again.
Sure, put on the box.
Tonight at 6, a woman insists their daughter pay her rent, but she says her mom is just being vindictive on an all-new Judge Judy. Then at 7, a car gets damaged when neighbors brawl over parking on an all-new Judge Joe Brown. Now stay tuned for Dance 360, coming up next on UPN 27.
A Miller Boyette production in association with Warner Brothers Television and is distributed by Warner Brothers Domestic Television Distribution.